from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Turkish government arrests human rights workers.
Turkey is on a one-way track to a very dark and dangerous place right now.
The voice of Amnesty International Director of Europe and Central Asia, John Dalhuizen. Workers from one of the most renowned human rights organizations have been accused of supporting terrorism.
In the early hours of this morning, six representatives of some of Turkey's most prominent human rights organizations, including, as you know, our director, İdil Eze, were remanded in custody on the most spurious terrorism charges.
It was not clear which terror organization they are suspected of helping.
This is beyond an attack on manifestly innocent individuals. This is an attack on the core of Turkish civil society.
Amnesty's Turkish workers, according to the international organization, were detained by police in Istanbul on June 5th while attending a workshop and were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours. The U.S. slapped sanctions Tuesday on 18 Iranian individuals and groups it accused of supporting Tehran's ballistic missile program and weapons deals a day after it had again certified that Iran is in fact complying with the 2015 International Accord on its nuclear development program. The sanctions freeze any assets the blacklisted targets might have in the U.S. and block Americans from doing business with them. State Department sanctioned two groups linked to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards. It said were involved in ballistic missile research and development as well as flight test launches. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN agencies report that an upsurge in violence and an alarming escalation of human rights abuses in Central African Republic are causing tens of thousands of people to flee across borders and thousands of others to become displaced within the country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
But I think the reality is
the United Nations says the violence taking place in Central African Republic is on a scale that has not been seen since 2014. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says people have been fleeing into remote areas of northern DRC.
Our colleagues who were in Douao a few days ago say the situation there is chaotic and its proximity to the border makes it dangerous, with armed bandits feared to be nearby.
It says atrocities committed against children as young as two include murders, abductions, rape, and recruitment as child soldiers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Refugees notes more than 100,000 refugees from CAR were registered in Democratic Republic of Congo by the end of June. Now, when candidate Donald Trump was running for president in 2016, he made a huge promise to his supporters that President Obama's health care law would be repealed and replaced with something better.
We're going to repeal it. We're going to replace it. We have so many unbelievable alternatives, much less expensive, and great health care.
The reality of the issue settled in quite grimly today as the quest to scale back the U.S. government's role in health care collapsed, leaving in place the Affordable Health Care Act known as Obamacare. Scorned by Republican physical hawks for allegedly retaining too much Obamacare spending and by party moderates who feared the bill went too far in dismantling the status quo, Republicans fell short of the votes needed for passage in the Senate. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell floated a new idea, scrapping Obamacare with no replacement plan at all.
I regret that the effort to repeal and immediately replace the failures of Obamacare will not be successful. That doesn't mean we should give up. We will now try a different way to bring the American people relief from Obamacare. I think we owe them at least that much.
Several Republican senators quickly rejected the idea, as did Unified Democratic Caucus, so the story and the issue appear to be far from over, at least for the moment. Indonesia's parliamentary speaker has been named a suspect in a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal involving the implementation of a national electronic identity card. The head of the government's Corruption Eradication Commission said Monday there's sufficient evidence that Speaker Setia Novanto participated in a scheme to embezzle as much as $170 million. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.